CinemaVino is brought to you by Audible. Do you want to take a deeper dive into what you love? I'm a Beatles fanatic, and I love to hear Alfred Molina read Bob Spitz's biography about the world's greatest rock band. Spitz's writing is crisp and easy to follow, and his exhaustive research puts you in the room for key moments in Beatle history.
Todd, have you ever heard of a book series called Dune?
I've heard vaguely
of it. Do you know how many sequels there are?
There's like 10 or 20,000.
There are a lot. With Audible, you gain access to these plus thousands of audiobooks and podcasts across a wide variety of genres.
Pretty awesome. You can download or access all the titles you want, plus keep one title per month. Download the Audible app and you can listen at home, in the car, or pretty much anywhere life takes you.
Sign up for a free 30-day trial to experience all the perks of membership, plus receive a free title just for signing up.
Visit audibletrial.com/cinemavino to get your free 30-day trial. That's audibletrial.com/cinemavino.
Mailbag Monday.
That's the best barbershop
that
quartet
God, that's just,
you're ever going to hear.
Golly, I think my pants got a little wet or sticky.
I'm proud to be the bass in that group of four singers. So this is our Mailbag Monday. We're going to talk about... Sean and I did our first movies we remember seeing in the theaters. It's pretty good stuff.
Sean is also not here tonight, so super fans, go ahead and tune out.
Yeah. He is... I believe he's one of the extras on one of the Ring of Power.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's flying back right now.
If he's not Shire Folk, I don't know who is. one of the Dunedain, at least.
What's his Harfoot name? Gwildo?
Welt.
That's our hashtag right there. Hashtag Gwildo. So anyway, we're talking about the first movies we ever saw in theaters. So for me, like, as I said, it was Return of the Jedi when I was probably 6 or 7.
Which was year 83?
It came out in 83, but then they re-released it in like 86 or 87. My sister took me to go see it.
Ah.
So I was probably first grade or so. Pretty little. I remember it vaguely, but I remember the trailers more than I remember.
So you were like 7, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere in there. I remember they had a
6
preview for the Aristocats also.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, damn it. I didn't even think about animated movies.
Yeah.
Which would have been my first.
I do remember somewhere they were seeing a re-release of Lady and the Tramp, because I remember the Siamese cats.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which I believe are edited out now, thanks to wokeness.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They might be. But anyway, what's the first movie that you guys remember seeing, Tay?
Well, I have one movie that I know was like, I remember from start to finish seeing it in theaters. There are plenty of other ones that I remember going to when I was younger, but not knowing what I was doing. Yeah. And some that I'm not even sure if I saw in theaters. I know I saw Dumb and Dumber in theaters, but I don't remember much about it.
Yeah.
It was still one of my favorite movies of all time. I know I saw the first Look Who's Talking in theaters with my mom, but I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah.
And so I know I saw these movies in theaters, but I cannot vividly remember it. The only movie that I know that I remember going to see start to finish and like that I can still remember to this day, because P.S., I do drink a lot, was Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Independence Day was...
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid was the first one that I can vividly remember going, seeing, watching, and being like, damn, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And I know I saw ones before that, and so I can't say that was the first one I saw, but it's the first one that I can vividly remember.
That was the first time you saw Will Smith punch somebody.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, is that I don't even really remember Will Smith in it. Like, I just remember being like, oh, yeah, this is like a cool alien film. And it was, and I remember actually liking Randy Quaid a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I was like, man, this guy knows something. You know, I was this is amazing. Oh, yeah, he still knows something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is he in Canada or is he rest in peace?
I think he's in jail.
Okay.
I mean, because you talk about a badass. He didn't even pay his taxes.
No. I mean, the aliens told him not to.
That's
man.
A rascal right that, there, man.
Yeah.
God, he's a fucking wizard in some like hermit shack right now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a wizard of Baskin Robbins
right now.
He's got
like a damn good crop of herbs coming in right now. Probably has like 18 cats.
Yeah. I'm not going to have any basil that he raises.
I mean, he has 18 cats, but he's going to have 17 after tonight.
He is definitely not a muggle.
Yeah, he's going to have some kitty dinner.
Oh,
he's not a muggle, but he's definitely a squib.
Yeah.
So anyway, Independence Day was the movie I remember.
Yeah.
Yep.
For me, I believe my first movie.
Benji.
I think Benji the Hunted.
Which was
June of 87.
I remember that movie.
Where he took care of small little, like, mountain lions, cougar, like in a mountain setting. That's what I remember anyway. I just remember like sad dogs, and I was like, "Was Homeward Bound
a movie, right?"
Yeah, any of the.
I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I blocked it out because I cried that night.
But wasn't
and every night thereafter.
But wasn't Benji like
every night since?
There was like little to no dialogue, right?
Yeah,
it was just a dog.
I had a coloring book for that movie. And I remember I was pissed because I did not have the right shade of brown for Benji.
Damn.
But so. I actually, like, I thought it was Benji the Hunted, which is, I guess, the third in the Benji movies. I guess there's a bunch. I guess apparently there was one in 2018.
This is Benji the Limitless.
But I didn't see it. No. Sorry, Benji. but what I think was actually my first one, and I'm surprised it's not a cartoon that I can remember or something like that, the Aristocats or whatever. But it might have been Flight of the Navigator in 1986.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with a talking alien.
July of 86, which I think I was maybe 5. But
I remember.
I would imagine, and I never went and saw a movie with my mom until it was like Driving Miss Daisy or Back to the Future 2, and she had not seen Back to the Future 1. Weird for her. Mm-hmm. So my dad must have taken me to Flight of the Navigator because he's more sci-fi kind of nerd.
Alien ship couldn't fly that way.
So I think I loved it because I was like, oh my God, that's Pee Wee Herman's voice.
Was it really?
Yeah. Well, Paul Reubens or a Paul Reubens impersonator for the Navigator or whatever.
Was Sarah Jessica Parker in that?
Yeah, she had some purple hair.
Okay.
A bit.
Okay, yeah, I remember that movie. Mm-hmm. I do.
It's a fucking great movie.
My first movie, I think, was Benji the Dread. I don't think it was...
In theaters?
Yeah.
So Benji was basically...
Banging.
He was a precursor to Air Bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Homeward Bound.
The Revenge of Benji was in there somewhere, too.
The Revenge. I just had a epiphany. I do remember seeing this in theaters. The movie Big... Because
what year was that?
88.
Okay. Now,
I don't remember much about it. I remember seeing it. Could be the only thing I can remember about the movie is I was with my mom and like her friend, and it was the scene where he was grabbing the girl's breasts for the panty, kept turning the light on, and my mom's friend put her hand over my eyes to like
that.
As a joke.
Yeah.
And I remember. I mean, I would have been 5.
Yeah.
And I was like,
so you'd already grabbed a breast by this point.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I've had a couple in my mouth. And it was like just about 5 years earlier. I was like, I remember seeing that in theaters, but again, I couldn't tell you anything about it besides that. But like her putting her hand in front of my eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think all I could remember from Flight of the Navigator, and I couldn't follow along the story at all. The whole time travel. I'm like, that's his dad, but he's older now. I don't know. I just like the robot that talks like Pee-wee.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I knew.
Amen.
Because I think that, I don't know when Pee-wee's Playhouse came out, but as soon as I heard that voice, I was like, like, yes, this is awesome.
I don't know, but I mean to find out.
Mm-hmm. I wanted that tiny little alien that he was holding. It was like, oh, he had, and there were some, I tell you what, man, 80s movies would freak you the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because I remember rewatching that film and being like, oh my God, there's like, he's going to go up and like see this whole menagerie of like creature museum shit. And there's one that has like a big ass eye that pops out at you. It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
In theaters.
Well, we could do an entire series of freaky ass 80s movies like Labyrinth and Dark Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
Just Legend. I mean, there's some
Watership Down.
Yeah. Which we've done.
I think we've done that before. Yeah.
We've done Watership Down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Jeez.
But Sean's first movie was something ridiculous like Hercules or Hunchback of Notre Dame or something. It was like,
what a bitch.
Like the fucking late 90s.
Like, yeah.
Get out of here. It's like, man.
With no emotional scarring.
His first movie was like Crash.
Cartoon scarring, maybe.
Crash.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, I was just curious to hear your guys' stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad we covered this subject. Yeah, it's been another episode of Cinemavino. We got Trav and Tay.
Yoy.
And Tay and Trav.
Hey.
My name is Todd. And we thank you guys very much. And we will see you guys next time.
Good morrow.
Miss you.
Not with a whimper, but
with a bang.
With a resounding bang.
Can I go to Oh Yeah? Oh Yeah?
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website is at cinemavino.net, and reviews of these films can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.